hanging out with you, Randy. Thanks so much for all the great work you do.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I know it might be a little bit here. You're going to probably maybe take some time off here. So we'll see you when we see you.
Exactly.
Looking forward to talking with you again real soon,
though,
brother. Thank you for everything. And thank you to the best listeners in radio calling up and joining us. Thanks for the time, everybody. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Buy local, support local. We'll be back with more Playmakers with you next Monday from 10 to 11 right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. An American aid worker who was kidnapped in Niger in 2016 has been released. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on Jeff Woodkey.
He'd been in captivity for about 6 years. He's a minister and missionary who'd been based in Niger and was taken captive in October 2016. There was a release of a French hostage, a French journalist this morning from the same region. Unclear if the two were directly tied to each other, but it has happened, and so it's an encouraging sign, and it comes just a few days after Secretary State Anthony Blinken was in Niger and in other parts of Africa.
Police in Arlington, Texas have made an arrest after two students were injured in a shooting this morning outside a high school building. Students are stunned.
This is my first time actually going through this and stuff. I really just can't even believe it.
The condition of the injured students is not known. Now to Russia. Pageantry in Moscow as Vladimir Putin meets with China's President Xi, a gathering that the U.S. views with concern. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Xi Jinping's arrival in Moscow is an attempt to show off that friendship, that solidarity to the world. It's also a visual coup that the Kremlin will likely use and exploit. The last time they met in person was just 3 weeks before Russia invaded Ukraine. Today, he says his visit to Moscow is a journey of friendship, cooperation, and peace.
Putin said the two will discuss Xi's plan for a ceasefire in Ukraine. More testimony today in New York in the investigation that former President Trump has predicted will lead to his arrest tomorrow. CBS's Graham Cates says a witness is likely to dispute what Mr. Trump's former lawyer has said.
They're going to try to impugn Michael Cohen's character. We know that he went to prison on charges related to this alleged hush money payment. So this can be seen as kind of their attempt to try to undermine the person who is really the key witness, as far as we know, in this grand jury proceeding.
A UN scientific panel warns today that to stave off the worst of climate change, the world will have to slash carbon pollution and fossil fuel use by 60% by 2035. CBS's Charlie Dagenow back in Iraq now, 20 years after the U.S. invasion began.
There are parts of the city I really don't recognize. There are apartment blocks and buildings and cranes, development going up here, you know, along the airport road, which was once the most dangerous road in the world. You know, the palm trees are back, the lights are on, all the electricity's working. There are a lot of problems here, a lot of issues in terms of the economy, in terms of corruption, but the growth that I've seen since the last time I was here is significant.
The Dow is up 378. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not away.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braylee, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, March 21st. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the Courthouse in County Boardroom, Branch 3. Following that, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9:15 a.m., and the Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will meet at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the County Board meeting will be held at 5 at the Portage County Courthouse in the County Board Chambers. In Adams County, there will be a special Health and Human Services meeting from 5 to 5:30 at the Adams County Courthouse, followed by the Committee of the Whole meeting at 5:30, and the County Board of Supervisors will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. The Monday movie at the McMillan Library is Black Adam, today starting at 6 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 43. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 38. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello, Wisconsin. What would be your reaction if Donald J. Trump actually gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. Now, I have no idea whether or not it's going to happen. I don't know if he knows whether or not it's going to happen, but over the weekend, he seemed very convinced that it was going to happen and would like people to come to his defense.
Right.
And so, Jane, what would your reaction be if Trump does get arrested this week?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this over the weekend. It would be difficult not to dance. Yeah. I just, you know, there's just a lot of pent up dance moves, I think, that people have after the years of enduring this. But just because he's arrested doesn't mean that anything's going to happen. You know,
that
doesn't
is
mean,
true.
Doesn't mean he's going to get convicted.
Nope.
So I think, you know, any celebrating needs to be put on hold.
Yes. Lines are open. What would your reaction be if Trump gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. We already got a comment on our Facebook live stream, which you are welcome to join and watch us ever, if you would like, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin. But Jeff Carter says it would be a good start.
It would be a start, yes, because I think a lot of people feel like Donald Trump has a long history of getting away with things.
Teflon Don.
Mm-hmm. Nothing sticks.
I put this out on Twitter this morning, and it's I put it as a poll, so I gave people options instead of just giving their blanket response.
Okay.
And I gave the four options I gave were anger, glee, an eye roll, or other. Anger. This probably is more of an insight into what kind of person follows me on As Goes Wisconsin. 0%.
Zero anger. Yay.
And so glee, 55% so far. Eye roll, 27%. Other, 18%.
So the glee is strong.
Glee is strong. I got one comment saying, it won't help him, but I don't think it will hurt him either. He has his base, and they don't care what he does. And then another comment saying, a mix of satisfaction and fear, satisfied that he's finally being held to account for his lawlessness and fearful of the thought of what his supporters might do. And also on the Facebook live stream, Christine Salm just said, I'm worried about MAGA's reaction, which he tried to incite over the weekend. And so this all, you know, I think some people who've been following this much more closely than I, because I have to say I'm in the eye roll category of I don't have a strong reaction until there's something that feels more completed. It just doesn't feel like something to get. I don't even think excited is what, because it's also just still sad.
Yes.
It's sad that this person who is, to use the word of someone who said lawless, was our president and is running for president again. And there's this many people who support him. And there's this many people who are, this is political. And maybe it is somewhat political. My brother's prediction over the weekend, because we were up in Rapids as a family, was that if he, in this deal, if he gets arrested, that the deal that could get struck is don't run for president. We'll make this all go away if you just go away.
Really?
That's his guess. I have no idea.
But that's only New York. He still has problems in Georgia.
Oh, he has problems in Georgia. He has problems with the DOJ. Like, there is other things.
Right.
But regardless, this is part of his all caps Truth Social post. I don't know how to perform at all caps.
It's
because I don't know what word to put the emphasis on.
It's just all loud. Just when you hear it, as you're listening, just hear it loudly.
Now, illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan district attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, indicate that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take back our nation. There's two pieces of punctuation in that. There's one period and one exclamation point.
So we pretty much know that he actually did write that.
He did write that.
Yeah. How would he know?
Well, he doesn't, because it's unclear. A representative for Trump later clarified that he had received no notification from authorities that this was happening, and a grand jury hearing evidence is still set to hear testimony from, is yet to be set, and because there's still one other witness that they need to hear from. So there's a bunch of unclear information. So I kind of saw some of these FAQs as far as when will he be indicted. It's unclear.
Right.
I could imagine Trump created an artificial, this is happening on Tuesday, to create urgency. And I mean, because I do think the Manhattan Police Department is on alert of people flooding Manhattan for this week in case this happens.
Right.
But the Manhattan grand jury hearing the case still has at least one more witness to hear, and they're hearing them today. And so they could vote on charges as soon as today. It could also come later than tomorrow.
Right. I think he did this over the weekend to see what kind of reaction he would get.
Of course.
To see how many people would come out, to see if he can still mobilize people, you know, at the drop of a hat. And that did not happen. People did not flood into Manhattan this weekend.
They did not.
No. There was on Twitter over the weekend, and I can't remember who I was following, but someone had photos of all these patriots and their Trump flags, and that was actually before the election. Those photos were from before the election.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah, so no, there was not a big...
Man, what do you think would hurt worse for Trump? If he got arrested this week or if no one protested over his arrest?
Oh, that would hurt.
Which one do you think he'd be more irate about?
I think that no one's showing up.
I think no one's showing up.
Yep. Yeah, because he really believes that he can summon a mob like he did on January 6th and have them do his bidding for him. And I think especially after the arrest of, what is it, 1,000 people now have been arrested and charged in connection with January 6th. And the former president has not paid any of their legal bills.
Nope.
He has not visited them in the D.C. jail where they're being held. And I think his ability, again, to summon the mob to do his dirty work for him may not be so successful anymore.
Yeah. There's so many different parts of this, largely because this is the first time in modern history that a former president is facing criminal charges. The only other time Ulysses Grant was briefly detained for speeding in a horse-drawn carriage in 1872.
What?
And that's it.
They had horse speed limits?
I guess, which feels arbitrary. But this is so unprecedented as far as how do you even, at all the different levels and state, like the State Department of Justice's, the DOJ, like, how do you handle this of a former president who is running again, not for it to be seen as political? Because I know Pence was on the rounds for Breitbart and he was on the Sunday shows talking about how this is political. So he's still talking out of both sides of his mouth since he obviously is also like on the brink of running for president, but like can't decide who his target audience is if he's still trying to ingratiate himself into Trump voters,
the ones who wanted to hang him. Yeah, the ones who wanted to hang you, Mike.
But then also doesn't take a strong enough stance of anti-Trump to ingratiate himself to people who are over Trump. So it's like you're dead in the water, man. Yeah. I don't know what angle you're doing.
I agree.
But I think it was interesting because I got this from a friend who, this goes back to the original question. What will your reaction be if Trump gets arrested this week? And this was forwarded to me coming from it wasn't my friend, but my friend got it from someone who was a political strategist trying to spread the word as far as the appropriate reaction to this. And so this is what that piece of information said. Do not gloat. Do not celebrate. Do not joke or tweet funny gifs. Be better than that. Be everything the GOP would not be if Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi were arrested. Be about community, not chaos, and I would post this. Quote, this is a somber day for America, a day to put our faith in our country's judicial system. Like all defendants charged with serious crimes, Donald Trump deserves every protection provided to him by the Constitution and due process under the law. As that process unfolds, let us neither celebrate nor destroy, and let us remember that justice benefits us all. So I think that's the reaction I'm going to take, because that sounds nice.
We do have a text from the 262. I plan to grab popcorn and bathe in the tears of a million red hat wearing bigots.
But I think that's, and it's does that solve anything? Like in the moment of feeling better, because this guy has caused so much chaos and so much pain and so much division in our country. And there's arguments on whether that was always there and he just exploited it versus he created it himself. But he's certainly causation, correlation. He's not innocent in the fact of where we are in our partisan turmoil right now.
Exactly.
And he continues to try to exploit that for his own gain. I mean, this is just the biggest narcissist alive. So I'm taking the side of I will not gloat. I will not celebrate. What will your reaction be if Trump does get arrested this week? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I fought the law.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
K 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are asking you the question of what will your reaction be if Donald Trump indeed gets arrested this week? 844-967-2789. And we have someone on the call.
Paul from Franklin is joining us. Paul, what do you want to say?
Hi, I don't think he will be arrested just because I feel like we've heard this so many times over the years.
Fair.
I want it to happen, mind you. But yeah, I'm just very skeptical just because there seems to have been a million cases that it should have happened. But if he were to, yeah, I'd be happy. I don't think it really changes the outcome of the presidential election, really. If he's still able to run, this will just enable his base more. But as someone who usually votes with like leftist candidates, it's kind of nice to see the GOP in a civil war. It's been making leftist candidates look really good. So I'm all for the Trump-DeSantis fight, even if it is ugly and terrible for democracy, but at least it boosts a lot of progressive candidates, I think, in the long run.
It makes the progressives look a little bit more united and pulled together.
Yeah, and just, I guess, not insane.
Not insane, not, yes.
We are the party that is not insane. I think that's a slogan that we can work with, Paul.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Definitely, yeah. And I think it's really helped Wisconsin politics, too. Just even looking at, like, the state Supreme Court election coming up and all that.
Absolutely. I mean, I was saying that in the primary for the Supreme Court of just how messy and how, like, public the right-wing radio hosts and the media and the campaigns. And just, I was like, this seems like something you're supposed to do behind doors. This
right?
does not seem something you want all of us to be able to witness. But
Republicans in disarray.
Thanks so much for the call, Paul. The DeSantis thing is really interesting because what I understand, if this goes down, this is not going to be like a perp walk situation.
Probably not.
Probably not. What I have heard in trying to read about this morning and hearing things over the weekend is that it would be a voluntary surrender.
So you show up at the cop shop and right?
And then everything would be happen very quickly.
Right.
I think in general, everyone involved wants to keep this out of the public eye as much as possible for safety reasons.
Sure.
Because of protests and everything. But what's interesting is what happens, like DeSantis, because Trump lives in Florida, DeSantis plays an interesting role in this. And this is the same thing, like when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, Didn't DeSantis have to sign off on that to happen?
I would assume so.
And so in this kind of FAQ that I found this morning, could DeSantis block Trump from being arrested? Experts cited by Insider note that while DeSantis could possibly delay Trump's extradition, his approval is really an administrative formality, and he wouldn't be able to totally stop the ex-president from being charged. So, but I also feel like I heard something this morning that he might have to be like, if Trump does not voluntarily turn himself in, that like DeSantis could get wrapped in trying to...
Extradition.
Yeah.
It'll be extradition. However... The Herald Tribune reporter, Zach Anderson, this morning reporting that DeSantis won't intercede, quote, we are not going to be involved in it in any way, unquote. DeSantis also told reporters, quote, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over an alleged affair. I can't speak to that, unquote.
But I like that. That's his defense. He's like, I wouldn't know anything about it.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's not me.
I've never done that.
I didn't do that.
I have no idea how one would even do that.
I don't know the workings, but he basically said he's not going to intercede on Trump's behalf, which is he's playing a really interesting game, man.
That's been his MO this entire since his rise. Because this is the guy who his entire like first. I don't know if it was his first campaign TV ad, but it was one of certainly his most famous.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2018 was just licking the boots of Donald Trump of how much they was talking about building the wall and all of this stuff. And then basically as he rose through COVID and lockdowns and his popularity soared, he has walked this line of being as... divisive and strong, if you want to use that word, and conservative on some of these issues without making a peep or any opinion whatsoever about Trump, and is just like not answer the questions, which will be fascinating if and once he announces his run, because he can't do that forever.
Well, he curates his audiences pretty closely. He really does. Ron doesn't like to take questions from non-friendly sources.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. It's one thing to do it now. I mean, he also is the governor who's trying to cripple the First Amendment so he can also go after media companies who write things he doesn't like. So, of course, he's also in the business of, I'm going to only answer the questions from the people that I would like to talk to.
Yeah.
But... if he's going to run for president, that's not going to work.
He can. I mean, they'll try to shield him for as long as they can. You would think he would get called out at some point, but I don't know.
No, I mean, there's no way. There's no way that he could run for president and keep this like block and tackle game up that he's doing as far as like the full court like press. To use a basketball analogy, that happens with the media with a presidential run. Like, he's going to get exposed if he can't handle the heat. I feel like there's a lot of mixed metaphors in there. It's Monday morning.
It's a mixed metaphor kind of Monday.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, if you still time, if you would like to let us know how you would react if Trump gets elected this week, 844-967-2789.
Arrested.
We are going to move on after that unless we get some more callers. Is it ever okay to strip search a minor? I say no. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids area middle school students gave a fact presentation on Friday to community members, school board members, and law enforcement.
Students discussed how teen tobacco use is really on the rise, and it puts kids at risk for cancer and mental health issues.
It's not cool. It disrupts your learning, and it increases a chance of cancer risks and mental health issues.
That's Reese, a seventh grader from RAMS. School resource officer Herman Olivares shared how the work these students are doing helps him do his job.
The fact that we have students that are willing to participate in that educating their peers and staff and adults in our community, I think is a big step forward.
Officer Dan Pilot said there's a lot of joy in their job.
And when they do projects like this about the vaping, you know, it's very important to them and kind of puts a smile on your face that they want to improve the community.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself. And I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 43. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 38. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
It does.
It is not a novel. It is about phosphorus. And so we're going to be talking about... He also had a New York Times bestseller about the Great Lakes.
Yes.
And so he's an environmentalist journalist, and he's been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize twice. Like, he is an accomplished journalist, and he's somehow made phosphorus very interesting. So we're going to be talking to him at 12:30.
I have a special song just for him.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see his reaction. But right now, we are still talking about what would your reaction be... What will your reaction be if Trump indeed gets arrested this week. And we have another caller.
Stephen from Green Bay checking in at 844-967-2789. What do you got, Stephen?
Hey, Kristen. I think I have a pretty unique viewpoint of this. So I'm going to lay this out. First of all, I think Trump announced via Truth Social that this was going to happen, not because he knew, because we already know that he doesn't really know. It's more foreshadowing than anything else. But I think he said it for two reasons. Reason number one being, you know it's going to rile up his base, and I think he wants to see how many people come out for him. But also, I think he was trying to get the Manhattan DA to come out and say something about it to kind of confirm or deny that this is going to happen. And we know that they're going to keep their mouths sealed on this, as they should. But let's say he does get arrested tomorrow. First of all, if I'm the Manhattan DA and he's coming out and saying, I'm going to arrest you, or I think I'm getting arrested on Tuesday, I'm going to postpone that. I don't want him to be expecting when we're going to do this to him. And more importantly, if this does happen, even though it is unprecedented, we know that just because you get hauled off to jail, that doesn't mean you're criminally charged.
Yep.
And it doesn't really hurt his presidential run that much. But what we need to take away from this, I think, and it is really important, is that for the first time, you know, we on the left are going to have really a chance when it comes to Donald Trump to not echo the hatred and the disgusting garbage that the right echoes on a daily basis. And we're really going to be held to a higher account as Democrats because we speak against this. Well, now it's our turn time to act against it as well and show that we don't just talk about being peaceful and better, but we actually are. And that's, I think, the biggest test for the Democratic Party and us as Democrats coming out of this.
So you're on the side of the advice that was sent to me as far as do not gloat, do not celebrate. If anything, this is a somber day and we need to let the Justice Department and justice to unfold.
Exactly. Yes.
Then we are in agreement, Stephen. Thank you so much for the call. And I get the impulse. I get the impulse after everything to want to see Donald Trump be held to account. I also think it's doesn't help us move forward if we do a little dance and make a little love.
And get down tonight.
And get down tonight. Also, we had another comment that I hadn't even thought of, because if you think about in the wide world of allegations and charges and investigations for Donald Trump, someone said if when Trump is arrested, he'll have his DNA cheeks swabbed. The DNA sample rape accuser E. Jean Carroll has been waiting for.
And that trial is next month. That trial starts next month.
That is one that I have totally lost sight of.
Yep.
That is also an interest. Because that's the thing that's kind of wild. Out of all the things he's ever done, he's never been arrested.
Right.
And so there is no DNA on file.
Right.
And so you had already been thinking about this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Because I knew that I knew the E. Jean Carroll trial was coming in April. And so he's got a whole bunch of trouble in the next couple of months. But I think, too, as your friend said, let's be better.
Yeah.
Than the other side, because there's this right-wing broadcaster who now is calling for Barack Obama to be executed.
What?
Yes.
For what?
If Trump gets arrested, Pete Santilli says the U.S. military should execute former President Barack Obama, former Attorney General Eric Holder, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
Just because?
I guess.
Is like retribution?
Apparently. He wants the military to take action.
Because those two things are totally equal.
Well, yeah. And this is another quote. I just want to get this in here. Quote, and ultimately we absolutely demand that the criminals in this country, if you want them held accountable, the criminals are Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, This entire criminal cabal that came about as a result of the murder of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
The people that perpetrated the murder of John F. Kennedy rise up to that.
This is a right-wing is he a radio show host?
Yeah. Right-wing broadcaster Pete Santilli.
How many followers does he have?
I'm afraid to find out.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's... There's an audience for those people. There's an audience for those people. People listen to those people. So let's not be that.
Yeah.
Let's not be calling for the execution of fellow Americans. That has been some of the most disturbing aspects of all of this to me since Trump was the relish that some people have in attacking fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really disturbing.
And that's where I fall, is just the idea, the constant, you know, libtards, everyone on this side is this, everyone on this side is that, and just bucketing people together and not allowing any kind of nuance or conversation. Like, that is, I tried to watch Bill Maher. I used to love watching Bill Maher.
And so did I.
He's been doing his show that has on HBO for like 20 years
Isn't
now.
Isn't that crazy?
Because he basically got that show after he was politically incorrect, got canceled because he was fairly politically incorrect after 9/11. But he pretty quickly got the HBO show and has been doing it for a very long time. And I used to love watching that show. And I tried watching this past Friday's episode, and he is just... You know, I think he kind of prides himself on being able to be objective in both sides and all this stuff. And he had all this, everything came back to like woke this, woke that. And it's too far, and try and like goad it was Andrew Yang and a representative congresswoman from Michigan who's going to run for Senate. But I'm blanking on her name. And, you know, both people who are either Democrats or at one point were a Democrat. And he kept trying to like goad them into like admitting the wokeism has gone too far. And it was just like, this is, and still the progressives, the left, and like bucketing people again. And I was like, oh, this is like almost unwatchable.
He's become the get off my lawn guy.
Yeah.
I think he has.
He's always been pompous and he's always been smug.
Arrogant, yes.
But it was still, there was points that I feel like that used to resonate with me more versus now. I think it's still a good show because he does get good panelists on there, but I think it's less. I think he makes it less interesting at this point.
Dear HBO, keep the show, lose the bill.
Yes. Anyways, moving on. This feels very obvious to me, but when is it ever okay to strip search minors?
Yeah, that seems like you shouldn't do that,
especially school administrators and not police. And so the original story of why there is now a bipartisan bill that is looking to expand, this is in Wisconsin, that's looking to expand the definition of what a illegal student strip search is happening. And it's from a story that happened over a year ago now. And so do you remember this story?
I do. Was it about vape cartridges or something?
Yes. It was like nicotine vape cartridges, and the principal at Surine High School, Kelly Casper, who has since resigned, in February 2022, had six girls stripped down to their underwear, and she was searching for vaping cartridges. Which is like, at that point, if you assume that they have, isn't this, I mean, I've talked a lot on this show as far as parental, the overreach of the argument of parental rights when it comes to, well, I don't want my kid reading this book, so no one can read this book,
right?
Or pronouns and stuff like that. But this, I can definitely, it's like, let your parents deal. If you suspect that they are vaping, tell their parents. Do not strip search them. But what's wild is that what is actually the definition now of an illegal strip search for students, it's only illegal if you touch their genitals, their buttocks, or their breast.
So you can still make them take their clothes off.
You can, as of right now, you can still make them take their clothes off. And so this is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced that I think, you know, few in it, there's far and in between ones that could actually get support from both sides, actually get signed, because this feels like a no-brainer. And that would basically say that you, I think, where's the actual definition of what it was? This is from, I lost my spot as far as reading what the change would be, but I think that what the change would be is that you can't make them strip down to their underwear, which seems obvious to me as far as a school administrator, if anything, like if they had guns or if there was like a weapon, but especially for drugs and you have no real besides a suspicion, like this feels like something that should never be appropriate.
They can pat them down, though, can't they? I mean, if you suspect that a student is carrying a weapon, you have to touch them.
Yeah, but that's different, isn't it? I mean, patting them down is different than having them stripped down to their underwear.
Yes.
And so Christine Salm just on the Facebook Live just weighed in. Never. If it's for drugs or vape pens, never if it's for drugs or vape pens, but law enforcement should be able to search for weapons with good cause, but that should never require strip search, ever. A strip search of a child should never happen. Law enforcement should be able to search for weapons with cause, but even a strip search isn't necessary. And that, I totally agree with that.
I can't imagine being a parent and finding out that my child had been forced to strip down to their underwear. I really can't.
I mean, and, you know, obviously with good reason that she was the parents that were involved were outraged. Right. And there were suits filed against this woman. But because of what the legal definition was,
it was okay.
It was okay. And so this feels like something that is a no-brainer. And hopefully, I think it's getting a hearing either this week or next week, and we'll hopefully move forward, because this feels, I remember when this broke last year, and it was
too.
A really big deal, because it was, I think everyone was like, wait, what?
You can do that?
Yes.
Yes. I think people were surprised that that was even allowed.
Oh, I don't know if I have anything more. That was just, I saw that last week as far as a bipartisan bill, and this just felt so obvious to me.
Isn't it nice that we can actually agree on something? That's remarkable. We should shoot up rockets or something. When is the last time our Wisconsin legislature has ever agreed on anything?
It was funny because that was actually the thesis of my video for Journal Sentinel that will come out this week, which was basically like, finally something we can agree on. And I listed out all the things that are topical right now as far as what we're fighting over: Supreme Court justice, the Brewers and what kind of funding they're going to get, abortion access, like the EPA's new standards for forever chemicals, all this stuff. But I got to the end and I said, but one thing I think almost all of us can agree on is we have enough drama in our politics and would like less drama in our football. So number 12, thanks for the memories. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. All right, we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions,
It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
The voice from Manitowoc to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
A little bird, he told me so. He said, come on, get on the go. Open your eyes, the sky is full of butterflies. The blossoms on the trees stir up the honeybees. Spring makes my fever rise.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And it is the first day of spring, according to science. But is it? Has spring actually sprung? Is the better question. What has to happen for you to think that spring is actually here? 844-967-2789. Because it is the spring equinox.
It is. It doesn't actually kick in. I think it's like 4:24 this afternoon, a little bit later on today. But yeah.
I mean, it's nice out today. It's almost 40 degrees.
Little chilly, little breeze. The wind is cold.
The wind is cold. It was pretty cold over the weekend.
Yes, it was.
Cliff pooped in the house because he did not want to poop outside because it was too cold. it's the vernal equinox, which is the fancy way of saying it's the first day of spring. And I guess, you know, for some people, I think depending on where you live, apparently in D.C., the cherry blossoms are out.
Oh, nice.
Which I think for them...
Is the sign.
That's the official... D.C. is also a little further south than us, so I think their winters, having lived there for one winter where there was 3 inches of snow in the entire...
Was it just traumatic?
Not for me.
No, I'm sure, but the city. Yeah.
I mean, because it was all the commuters. I mean, that was a day where I feel like it was one of those stories where... People were stuck on the interstate for like 13 hours.
Oh my goodness.
And I remember because I was living in like dorms in the heart of DC. So I got to take the like public transportation to and from my internship. And I remember walking around being like, this is
nothing.
And I had been living in California at that point. It's still like that. Wisconsin roots were still there. I was like, this is not that bad. But for some people, it was very bad. But yes, in DC, the cherry blossoms are in full force. Obviously, commercials for the Masters are running alongside the March Madness. I don't know if anyone's seen any robins pop up yet, but I feel like that's always a sign for some people is when they start to see the first robins show up. What's a sign of spring for you?
So I have a bunch of daffodils, and one particular little bunch was given as a gift by a girlfriend, and they bloom first.
Before tulips?
Yeah, daffodils are first.
Okay.
And actually... Hyacinths are probably first, and gladiolas, things like that.
You need to talk to my mom about these things.
I know.
I don't know. I know what daffodils look like. I know what tulips look like.
Other than
that, I don't know the other two you just said.
Okay. Well, we'll get you there.
Okay.
But so when this little bunch of daffodils blooms, that for me, then it's official.
Okay.
And we're probably, maybe we're a week away. Because they bloom kind of early, this little bunch
does. How long do they last then? Because I feel like what happens if they all die, if there's another snowstorm after that?
Well, it would not be good.
Because I feel like that, I've seen my mother have very concerned nights where the tulips have blossomed.
And then it's going to freeze.
But then it's going to freeze and she has to like cover them or she does whatever she can to protect them.
You have to put a blanket over them or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's very concerned.
Well, tragically, they don't bloom long anyway, you know? That's the cycle of life. But for me, that is when those daffodils bloom, even if it snows and even if it's still going to get cold, we're heading in the right direction. going the right way.
I feel like I don't know what my sign is. It does not feel like winter is over yet. I feel like I've not tricked myself into thinking that it's going to be, you know, in the 60s consistently anytime soon.
Probably not.
That's where I feel like it starts to feel like when you don't have to wear your heavy coat, when you put the heavy coat away is when it feels like spring is here.
And
I would say my sleeping bag coat is still out in case.
We probably have another month at the sleeping bag coat.
What is it supposed to be this week? Because it's almost 40 today.
Yeah, I mean, in the 40s, but still, you know, when I left this morning, it was in the 30s. It was cold. It was still chilly. It wasn't 30 below.
Which is great.
Which is wonderful.
Besides Christmas, we didn't get almost any days this winter that were 30 below.
This was not a terrible winter.
No. Really, February and March were way worse than December and January. But yeah, this whole week is basically between the, it's supposed to be the high of day is 47.
Almost 50 degrees.
Almost 50.
That's crazy.
And tomorrow's 46. This is for Southeast Wisconsin. This is Milwaukee. Looks like rain on Wednesday and Thursday, but still in the 40s. And then even this weekend, 45 and 48 as of right now. So.
And I checked the forecast too for like Oshkosh and Amory and other places where we have homes. And even for them, it's going to be, I think, in the low 40s.
I just want some. I'm ready for summer.
Are you?
I'm ready for the consistent, you don't have to think about what you're wearing when you walk outside, barefoot. What did you say your favorite season is?
I like fall.
You like fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like fall's fine. I love summer. And so I'm ready for heat and warmth and
a pedicure,
shorts. And, you know, I really need one of those.
That's why we can wait a little bit for the sandals phase, because my toes are just not there yet.
Yeah. Is that the first sign of spring, is when you finally get a pedicure?
Yes. And then I go apologize to the woman, say, I know it's terrible. It's bad. And I tip really well.
You're like, thank you for the extra love on those little piggies. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, we touched on this a little bit last week when we talked to Wendy Strout, but I feel like it was worth a little bit more attention on our neighbors to the east, Michigan.
Yes.
And the real life case study of what can happen to a purple state once they get fair maps.
Meaning get rid of the gerrymander.
Which means get rid of their gerrymander, because they, like us, were gerrymandered. And so many states. I mean, so many states in 2010, depending on which party had control of the legislature, gerrymandered the crap out of their state.
Pretty much.
And some states made an effort because they saw how badly it happened to adopt fair maps. Some did not. We are one that did not, where Michigan did. And we're going to go have more details as far as, since their new maps were instated, what their new legislature looks like and what they've been able to pass within the first 2 months of their session. Now, you may not agree with it. They may be, and like this could come back to bite them in the butt, because the Democrats don't have huge majorities.
No, they don't.
But as far as how quickly things can change when things become more representative, I feel like it's worth talking about, because often we talk about these in such abstracts when we talk about gerrymandering.
Sure.
Because in Wisconsin right now, 215 days is the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, and that is our best chance, if we elect Janet Protasiewicz, to potentially have a court case that goes up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court that could overturn our current maps and get us to the point where we have fair maps, and it would be great. Come back.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5